Up until last month, municipalities in a dozen counties in northwestern Pennsylvania used oil and gas wastewater as a treatment for dust and ice on unpaved roads. But a new study from Penn State found this water can contain high levels of radioactive materials and other pollution that's bad for wildlife and people's health. For State Impact Pennsylvania, the Allegheny Friends' Reed Frazier reports.
The municipalities use oil and gas wastewater or brine because it's often free, or at least low cost, and it's pretty good at reducing dust on dirt and gravel roads. It's not the brine from Marcellus Shale gas wells, which can't be used under state law, but it's what comes out of shallow, conventional gas wells. This conventional brine still contains metals and salts, and radium, a naturally occurring radioactive element and a known carcinogen. Nat Warner, an engineer at Penn State, says the research team he was part of found that when brine is applied to roads, radium and lead can wash away into the environment.
Some of the radium and some of the lead sticks to the road, but a lot of it just sort of leaches out with any rain event. And so where that goes, we don't really know.
Bill Burgos, another author of the study, said pollution in the brine could also be spread through the air after the roads are sprayed.
And then the road dries out, and the cars drive across it and make the dust. The dust is then carrying some of those contaminants.
The State Department of Environmental Protection recently halted road spreading of brine after a Warren County resident sued the agency, saying the practice caused air and water pollution. After reviewing the case, the department decided it didn't have the authority to issue permits for road spreading of brine under current law. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.